Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, we're going to hear an amazing cover today. It is a song that is about cars, but really so much more.
A song about cars? Yes!
Patrick, you like hearing from the listeners? You enjoy getting new music suggestions from the listeners? Or have you heard all these songs before?
No, I mean, only a few of them here and there. And I just enjoy throwing all these new albums and bands I haven't heard of on playlists and checking them out later. Some of them, I think we talked about yesterday, like you hear it from one of our listeners, suggestion, a new music pick. Next thing you know, you've been following that band for 2 years.
That's right.
It's great. Yeah.
That is the beauty of it. We appreciate everyone who makes the picks. So the last couple days, we've been featuring listeners with their new music picks from June. Mm-hmm. We're going to wrap that up today with three callers. This show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And let's hear from Susan.
Great.
Greetings, Patrick and Jim and Suburbanoids and all interns at sea. This is Susan calling from the acceptable Northwoods of Wisconsin, conveniently located about 2.5 hours southeast of the Greater Cornucopia metro area. Calling to slide you some stuff I've been digging the last month or so, and we'll see if I beat Captain Doug to the punch again. So a lot of the stuff I've been looking forward to is already in the can, but it's all on pandemic hold. So I've been amusing myself and our WXPR listeners with a bunch of advanced tracks and singles. One of those is a cover song from the Black Pumas. I'm a huge Adrian Quesada fan. Pumas were one of the best things I heard last year, and a couple of my favorite concert experiences ever. I don't think they have a new album coming down the pike, but they just released a standalone cover of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car. And I dare you to get through it without, you know, getting something in your eye. It's a pretty straight-ahead rendition. They stretch it out a little bit so that the guitars can talk to each other. They really let Eric Burton's voice just curl and climb around the feeling of, you know, being alone with someone that you hitched your wagon to and then the bolt broke. And at the other end of the emotional spectrum is another couple cats that are in my top tier of shows. Those would be Fantastic Negrito and Tank of Tank and the Bangas. Fantastic Negrito has a record coming out, an album, in August called Have You Lost Your Mind Yet? And the advance single that he and Tank just released a couple days ago is called I'm So Happy I Cry. And I tell you, it is sheer weaponized joy. It's glorious and defiant, and it will punch your misery and boredom and anxiety right in the face. And as I said, the LP is supposed to be dropping in August, so go buy it when it does. I'm going to finish this off with an album. Remember albums? This is by a cat you might want to acquaint yourself with if you like a good story. Technically, I think this record dropped in May, but oh, come on, what is time? Ben Delacour released his latest album called Shadowland, and stylistically, he's so all over the map, it's hard to land on a real exemplary song. Bass and Lounge, man, that's just a punky kind of grinder that sounds like the smell of seized brakes, right? Rather entertaining little psychopathic crime spree song on there called God's Only Son. I think he's also written the most tender and surprising murder ballad you will ever hear. A song called Amazing Grace, Light Return. So, yeah, dealer's choice on this one. You're going to have to strap in and listen for yourselves. And I've got to go back to spinning singles and drinking doubles for the people. Because, hey, anyone can play the hits, but us cool kids, we play the misses. Thanks for the podcast. Everybody stay smart and alive. And Intern Mary, good luck on the other side of the continent. Cheers, y'all.
Now, wasn't that nice? Little Intern Mary shout out. It was great.
Wonderful. Love listening to Susan talk. I could listen to her talk right all day long. It's great, man. Just so, so cool. And WXPR people, got to check it out.
So let's get to her first pick. That was the Black Pumas covering
Black Pumas.
Fast Car. Thank you.
ticket to anywhere. Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. Yeah. Just wanna be someone, get somewhere, baby. And you get a fast car. I've got a plan that'll get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. I managed to save this little bit of money, and we don't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs. Finally see you what it means to be living. You wanna be someone, get somewhere, don't you?
Okay, that is very nice. That is a really well done cover.
Beautiful cover. It's a bold one to take on, but man, I can't think of anyone who would sing it better. I mean, that was really in the pocket.
That's right. If I can make a small diversion here, just talk about the original version of that song. Mm-hmm. When did that come out? Was that like late 80s or so?
Had to be late 80s, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just remember it being huge. It was one of those songs.
Oh, it was everywhere.
Yeah, it was everywhere and was sort of like universally liked. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
It was smart enough and interesting enough to be liked by sort of the, you know, the cool crowd, but it was also accessible enough to be liked, you know, become a mainstream
song. That's right.
It seemed across, you know, genders, generations, ethnicities, right? It was just like, you know, it was kind of an amazing song. It may be a good candidate for a perfect pop song. It's also got that.
I was thinking the same thing.
That riff that's just, you know, memorable, but also like when you really listen to the lyrics, you're like, wow, this is super smart. Like, really paints a picture and takes you to a place. And
it really
does.
There's
a lot to be said for that song. That's a really good song. So,
yeah, that song was released in April 1988.
Yeah. Okay.
First song from her debut album. So, that's a pretty good way to start, right?
Yeah. Yes. So, anyway, but that was really well done. Like I said, that's kind of a bold move to take on that song because the original is just so well done.
It's one of those iconic ones that you, man, if you don't really, really have it nailed, you're not going to sound good doing it.
You better bring it. And they did.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
And it also feels like it's a good song for these times.
Totally agree, Jim.
Yeah.
Yep, it really is. Mm-hmm. Great, great choice.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, the next one on Susan's list was Fantastic Negrito, and I'm So Happy I Cry.
Searching for that friend of mine. Called the devil in disguise. Still deep-dished her in her pie. All them things that made me high. Make me sit and wonder why.
I love the stinging organ in that song. The way it just kind of came in, it was like, it's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I didn't know what to expect there. And that was something. All right.
It was neat. Had a little Al Green feel to it at times, too. Up tempo. Yeah, it was nice.
Yes. Very cool. So thank you for those. Yeah. Susan also mentioned Ben De La Cour. Shadowland. Go check that out, peoples. That was actually in May. So that'd be some homework for you all.
There you go.
Let's do that stuff. Okay. Now, next up on the list here is this caller.
Hey, Jim and Patrick and interns. It's Dave from Kenosha. I hope this call finds you guys well and safe and listening to some good music. I wanted to talk new music and talk two records that's probably going to be on everybody's list and certainly in permanent marker on my best of for 2020 already. And that's the Jason Isbell record and the Run the Jewels record. But I wanted to just point out a couple things here. One, the Jason Isbell record, the one thing that I kept thinking here is, you know, he's put out five consecutive great records. And I think that puts him in rarefied air that, you know, how many artists have put out that consistent and that long of a stretch of fantastic music. So open that up for discussion. And then the Run the Jewels record, which is just fantastic. And certainly, you know, my thoughts here is maybe the most important record of this year. Certainly everything that we've gone through in the first 6 months of this year has been crazy. I mean, it's just a perfect soundtrack and just timely and important for these times. That's all I want to talk about. I need to digest the new Bob Dylan this weekend and Homegrown from Neil Young and my Bandcamp purchase this week of the Reunions Live from Brooklyn Bowl with Jason Isbell and his wife Amanda Shires and take a look at that. So take care. Hope all is well. Bye-bye.
Okay, another Wisconsinite.
Yeah, great to hear from Dave. Yeah.
Dave in Kenosha. Okay, so the Isbell record is actually May. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners have already heard that. I wanted to play this so we could discuss Run the Jewels for a minute here,
sure.
Right? You like that stuff, right?
Yeah, totally do. Totally do. I mean, I think they are right at the very top of hip-hop. I mean, they're like megastars. You know, when they put something out, you got to listen to it. It's like when Lou Reed or James Brown put out a new record. It's just like must listening stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So this RTJ4 is the album, and it came out at the beginning of June. And let's listen to a song called Ooh La La.
Looking for M's like I lost a friend. Jump out of my bed like where the bread. You go hold the egg, way to bring a check. When we talk, we collision cars. Keep us in your thoughts, fully dressed at the crack of dawn. Letting off, I can hear them from the block. See them creeping through the fog. Season's greetings, now feeding season can start. Oh my God, look alive, looking like I live life on a crooked line. Doing fine, you want maximum stupid, I am the guy. First of all, blah, we is raw, raw, steak tartare. Oysters on the half shell, switch it bar. Life a b- and the b- is still raw, raw. I'm a dog, I'm a dirty dog. Ha 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 ha. Oh, dirty bastard, go in your jaw. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all. Got in the hemi, going gimme, y'all. Pugilistic, my linguistics, RJ Ruder damage, y'all. And I rap it, pornographics, and set up the camera. Ooh la la,
are we win? All right, there you go. Run the Jewels.
There it is, man.
I've listened to this record a little bit, and I think there's also some good current commentary on this record,
without a doubt.
Which, you know, any good hip-hop album probably should do. Talking about our times, right? And some of the struggles people are having, and boy, we can relate to that. So,
yeah, and, you know, there's a realness and kind of a, you know, raw commentary to some of this album, too, that's very needed. It cuts through a lot of the I don't know what you call it, spin know, that happens with everything and constant analysis from side to side. And I'll tell you, Jim, I was just thinking, you know, I think it's been mentioned maybe by a couple of our callers here over the last couple of days, but it's really, the year's only half over. My God, I can't believe that year seems like it's been 3 or 4 years already, and I haven't looked at many of these, you know, best of 2020 so far lists that often pop up right at the midpoint of the year. Cause it's oftentimes in a normal year, you're like, wow, I can't believe, where's the year gone? You know, it's June already. Right. I've been so busy doing stuff. And, you know, I don't even want to really reflect that the year is only half over, but I will say that Run the Jewels has been, at least at the ones I've glanced at, pretty much a fixture on a lot of these lists. So definitely one of the highlights of the first half of this year. Yeah. And fittingly should be. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. Okay. All right. I want to get to one more call here. And one, we're going to make a little bit of an exception. This is actually a May pick. But the reason why I thought it'd be good to get this caller in is because first of all, this is somebody new we haven't heard from. So, you know, not be quite familiar with our rhythms, right? Timing and how that all works. And then also he's in Dublin, Ireland. So, you know, maybe it takes longer for the messages to get here.
That's right.
Like Telegram, right? And stop and all that stuff. So yeah.
This is that long wire under the ocean, I think.
So before I play his message, the guy's name is Liam. McIndoe, sounds like. As I mentioned, Dublin, Ireland. He actually calls himself a Kiwi in Ireland. So that's interesting too. You'll hear his pick, but I wanted to read a little bit of the email where he says, hope everyone is well and getting back to some kind of normal. Ireland is getting there with more freedom in the country, but I'm still waiting for the day when I can get back into a pub safely and have a Guinness.
Yeah.
Cheers to that, right?
Amen.
Okay, let's hear his message.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, and the Rocking the Suburbs interns. This is Liam from Dublin, Ireland, and here's my new pick for May. My pick is Pushing the Line by Horizon, and it's taken from the band's latest album, Sudden Death. Horizon have been one of my favorite bands since discovering them on their excellent album, About Time, in 2017. Sudden Death is their most joyful sounding recording, but at the same, the most progressive. I really love what this band does, and it seems to me they do exactly what they want, rather than what's expected of them. This is a band that more people should be listening to. I hope you dig it.
That's pretty cool.
Sweet.
Yes. How about that, man? So
amazing. Fans of Judas Priest stand up.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. For sure. I love that there's like these bands out there that are still doing that kind of like style.
Totally.
Classic rock, total guitar heavy, screaming guitars kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. Totally. Looks like these guys are from Sweden. And on this album, Sudden Death, I guess it's kind of a rock slash hockey reference because there's a knife sticking in a hockey helmet on the cover. It's pretty great. It's really great.
So very cool. All right. So thanks to Liam for getting us on to that.
Thank you, Liam, very much. Yeah, we need to learn more about this Kiwi in Ireland, but it's great to hear from you and welcome.
Yes. Okay. I think that'll conclude the latest in our new music series. So we'll get back to that.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Jim, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 6 new albums queued up in my playlist here from the last 3 days. So that's fabulous.
Very cool. So we will pick that up again with July new music. So as we've been saying, if anybody would like to call and make your July recommendations, call the number 612-440-1984. Right. Or you can email. Prefer if you would attach like a voice message to the email. Email address is rock@suburbspod.com. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at suburbspod. All right. I think tomorrow we have something special planned. I'm not going to give it away. So just have to tune in.
Sounds intriguing.
Tomorrow because you're listening frequently.
Okay. Every day.
That's right.
Every day. And speaking of days, if you want to be in the loop with what's happening with our community as far as our little hootenannies that we're going to continue to do until such a time as live shows are plentiful again. You can sign up for our newsletter. Go to suburbspod.com, click on newsletter. It's a free email that comes out every Friday, and you get kind of the updates and what we're listening to, and you get a little peek ahead at the week ahead and all kinds of cool stuff in there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Do that. All right. All right, let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
I'm just a stranger in their shadow land. I can't get to sleep. The room looks all wrong. The revolutionary suicide jazz band plays all night long. Another lonesome satellite, another grain of sand. I'm just a stranger in their shadow land.
God, this is super smart, like really paints a picture and takes you to a place.